With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A 23-year-old Bodentown resident is under arrest after a crash at the Chrissy Tomlinson roundabout early Tuesday morning. Police say the man was driving a blue Subaru Legacy around 6:15 a.m. when he hit a Toyota Hiace, flipping it over. The driver of the Hiace received a minor elbow injury but refused medical treatment. As police investigated, they discovered the driver of the Subaru had, quote, committed other road violations. He was arrested on suspicion of dangerous driving, driving without insurance or a certificate of roadworthiness, and careless driving. The National Road Safety Committee is urging the public to prepare for the start of the enforcement on e-bikes, scooters, and other micromobility devices starting March 1st. Radio K-Man's Jeffy Ebanks reports.
These rules are already a part of the Traffic Act and treat any mechanically propelled device on public roads as a motor vehicle. The law covers everything from electric bikes and scooters to segways and motorized waveboards. Riders must be at least 17 years old, hold the correct license, and ensure their device is insured, registered, licensed, and roadworthy. They must also obey all traffic laws and avoid pavements and oncoming lanes. Insurance is now available through Indigo Insurance and Saxon, but devices that fail DVDL roadworthiness checks cannot be used on public roads. The enforcement date was pushed back from January to give riders more time to comply. RCIPS officers will begin enforcement on the 1st of March, with Commissioner Walton warning they'll be tolerating no excuses. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Cayman Enterprise City says Cayman could become a hub for ocean technology. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
In a recent webinar hosted by Cayman Enterprise City, one of CEC's partners explained Cayman's blue tech push builds on the work the island has already done with other high-tech industries.
The center is going to be a premier hub for ocean intelligence, along with smart coastal infrastructure and a variety of new innovations and marine technologies. And the reason it's being built is because Cayman Islands has already had a premier history, inviting world-class companies in blockchain, in high-tech industries like crypto, along with other industries, and has really proven to be a top nation that has incredible public-private dialogue to build new high-tech clusters.
Luna Map CEO Gabriela Cordera says that also means new jobs and businesses on island.
Redesigning port management systems, inviting marine robotics to solve new challenges on the island. And I think what we're most excited about at CEC is the opportunities it will have to also build a new local economy and create new workforce pipelines.
One of the first big projects feeding that effort is Saildrone's hydrographic survey of Cayman's exclusive economic zone. In a separate interview, Saildrone Vice President of Ocean Mapping, Brian Connens, spoke with Radio Cayman about the project.
Saildrone is proud to announce the completion of the hydrographic survey of the Cayman Islands exclusive economic zone. I'm excited to see how these data are used by the Cayman Islands to improve navigation safety, manage marine resources, and accelerate their blue economy.
On the panel, Connan also echoed Cordera's sentiment around labor needs.
It really comes down to the people and how do you train a workforce that has the skills that's going to attract these blue tech companies to come in, establish a footprint in the Cayman Islands.
The seabed data is being delivered to the UK Hydrographic Office to update Cayman's nautical charts, while Cayman Enterprise City says it will keep developing its Blue Tech Center of Excellence through its science, technology parks, and programs. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
And the People's Progressive Movement is launching a national listening tour on March 3rd with the first session set for Constitution Hall from 6 to 8 p.m. The PPM says the tour will give residents a platform to, quote, raise concerns, offer feedback, and speak directly with PPM leaders about the issues shaping the Cayman Islands. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Ron Brown. President Trump has hailed his first year back in the White House during the longest ever State of the Union speech. He claimed the U.S. economy was roaring like never before and said it had the most secure border in American history. The Democrats accused him of lying and scapegoating while enriching himself and his family. Sri Lanka's former intelligence chief has been arrested in connection with the 2019 Easter Sunday bombings that killed more than 270 people. Major General Suresh Sale had faced accusations, which he denied, that he'd orchestrated the bombings to influence approaching elections in favour of Gotabaya Rajapaksa. BBC News.